welcome to a very paranoid episode of Art and Labor.
Let's go.
The podcast dedicated
to survive, literally.
Just fucking surviving, dude, because none of us work anymore.
Survive style 5+. Let's go.
Oh my God.
Let's go.
Bird dad.
The world is about to be topsy-turvy.
Is going topsy-turvy. Folks, right off the bat, I just want to say I've been listening to people talk about the virus coming from Italy and what people are saying just from like the day-to-day is that it is not the flu. It is far worse than the flu because
respiratory.
It will suffocate you.
Yep.
And this is why we have so many large impromptu structures being built now to house possible victims, because they're all going to need respirators, and you don't want to get this thing.
Yep.
You really don't want to get this thing.
The best thing to do is to do everything to prevent yourself from getting infected, which is stay in your homes as much as possible.
Basically, also what's entirely possible at this next stage is that there could be a lockdown. They're actually
it can happen.
Because what people were saying again from the reports from Italy is just that because they treated it in a similar way that we're treating it, where it was like, oh no, it's fine. Oh wait, should we test? During that period, there were so many cases that went
untested.
Undocumented, untracked.
Yeah.
That then it just blew up everywhere.
They can't contain because they don't even know.
Yeah.
Because some people carry without having symptoms, so.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. For 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is that police in different countries are being given different jurisdictions. Like in the UK, saw some crazy shit.
Oh, God.
Did you see that cover? They're basically... I saved it. It's like the police get powers to detain virus victims.
Great. Oh, well, yeah, they were doing that in China too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because people aren't listening to the quarantine, and so then the government cracks down on the people not listening to the quarantine.
Yeah. They're doing this because the number of people infected there rose by 200 in 24 hours to up to 798.
Great.
In a day.
Wow.
So we are seeing exponential spread in every country that it's been detected. But there is some interesting stuff going on. In Africa, they are seeing extremely low rates of infection. I think that they documented in the single digits so far. They're far more accustomed to tracking epidemics because they had to deal with Ebola and everything.
Yeah.
And that incredibly AIDS. Incredibly fatal, serious stuff. They've been dealing with it. And so they're used to tracking it all across the continent, and they're like, yeah, we're not seeing it here. So they are starting to notice like some trends that it's possible the climate has something to do with it.
That's what people are saying, that perhaps like what fucking Trump is banking on is that the weather will get hot enough that
fucking prick.
It'll put the curve down or whatever.
I know, because everyone thinks that it's a flu, and
right.
It's like, no, it's not just like, oh, it's springtime or we're all right now. There's something weird going on where it's still infecting people, but it's not infecting Africa. So maybe if we live in like the Sahara, we'll
right.
be okay, but we don't.
And also, this is something that could reoccur every year.
Yes. There is a bunch of stats going, and people who have tracked like the Spanish flu.
Yeah.
They said in specific that there were three spikes, where the first one was nowhere near as extreme as the second one.
Yeah.
But then the third one was much smaller.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of like curves and things going around.
Dunn been looking at the curves,
yo. Damn curves, baby.
Yeah, and posting, posting, and looking at curves.
Curves, baby.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Corona porn is also a thing.
Oh my God, I know. I love it. Those like anime girls, and one of them it looks like the world, and then the other one is like the virus, and then the world is like, I don't know.
Oh no, and it's like Corona.
The virus is like, I'll take care of those humans for you.
You gotta laugh.
It's funny.
What else you got?
It's fucking funny.
Scary times.
Yeah. I'm still gonna paint though.
You're still gonna travel on your bike a bit?
I'm gonna, yeah. So basically, here's my strategy. Mm-hmm.
Stay out of subways.
I'm not taking any trains. I'm not taking any transportation. I'm not going to do my job anymore. So I don't really know what I'm going to do for money, but I'm using my savings. I stocked up on the like fever reducing things, cough reducing things.
Yeah.
If I don't get it, that's great. But if somebody I know who has it, I can bike over.
Yeah.
Help you if you didn't get any and if we run out. Because yesterday I went through a long, long list of all of these pharmacies. Basically, I just went to pharmacy to pharmacy and I went to City MD. And I talked to the doctors at the City MDs.
Yeah.
And I was like, can you just let me know, like, how has it been going here? Do you guys feel like you've been having, like, are you getting ready in any special way? Is there anything I should do? Is there anything I should tell my friends?
City MD sent a mass email.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, everything is particular in your neighborhood. Yeah. If they're like, oh, we noticed that here something's going on.
Definitely.
So I just talked to them and was like, all right, I want to stay involved. Just let me know if there's anything happening here and now that I should see or do.
Yeah.
And they were just kind of like, no, we're all fucked, we're just waiting. And it was like, okay, all right, great, good to know we all have the same information.
Yeah.
And then going through all of the pharmacies, everything is getting sold out,
right?
Because and then fucking posters, dude. Goddamn posters, like, excuse me, don't panic buy right now. Could you just stop panic buying? It's like, no,
you don't know people's lives.
Do you know that, like, when someone is panicking, also you can't tell them to stop?
Yeah, no, that's not the strategy here.
Yeah, like, are you ding dong? Come on, what? Of course, posting
but
is
that's
like therapy.
And that's like that's in line with what the Trump administration is trying to get people to do. Like, by the way, that's like a very strange bedfellow to have, because the Trump administration's whole strategy is just be like, don't panic. We have Google, we have Walmart and Target, and that we're all going to come together with America's favorite brands to get you health care.
Oh my God.
Like, psycho shit. Yeah. And like, just being like, continue as usual, because all he's terrified of is that
the
line
market.
Is that line go down, and that line gonna go down, 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 down.
That line going down.
That line going down.
That line couldn't even stop going down for $1 trillion.
Yeah, it made a little blip, and we're right back down again. And then the weekend hit, and so it's been closed. But come Monday,
dude. Money is going to become somewhat useless if this isn't managed in a serious way.
So my first thought was, we should take out some emergency cash. But then what happened in Italy, apparently, is nobody's using cash.
Yeah, nobody.
Which makes perfect sense.
But
like my dumbass prepper brain was money.
No.
But no, you can't. You shouldn't be.
Well, my dumbass prepper brain is like, let's get in cars and leave the city, because this is fucking real.
Right. I'm not. I can't. I don't. Oh,
don't touch it.
I don't want to touch it.
Joey is holding cash.
What are you told me to do? Everyone's fucking freaking out and giving contrary advice.
I know. It's bad.
Here, do you want some alcohol wipes? I got a bunch.
No.
Well, you should use them.
I'm not.
Okay, well, you should. And
I understand
if
this.
Just, you know.
I can't do this.
Okay, well, anyway, everybody, if you don't want to get in trouble and you need alcohol, which is sold out, here's some life hacks. A lot of products in the pharmacy, in the grocery store, and the hardware store have isopropyl alcohol in them as a main ingredient, and right. they are just simply not sold as a plain old bottle of alcohol. So you can go ahead, you can get some glasses wipes. You can get some, you know, what else you got?
Nail polish remover?
Oh, no, that's acetone.
That? That's acetone.
That'll fuck your lungs up.
What else has alcohol in it?
There's some like bug sprays.
And they also have like bug stuff in it.
Yes.
But it's mostly alcohol.
Basically anything that spritzes on and dries quickly, if you think of it.
Probably alcohol.
Yeah, random stuff like fucking hairspray has it in you
that's
in
so
there.
Bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, if you need this thing that kills a virus and that's like the main concern, just
well, if you have long hair and like you are around like elderly people or immunocompromised people, like yeah, you should be yeah. keeping your hair away from them, and yeah, your hands, of course, is like I don't know, gloves.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
We
just
have a bunch of gloves.
Concentrate on where you're putting your hands.
Yeah.
Concentrate on keeping them clean, and then like. Also look into, there's a whole bunch of different products that have antiviral properties. I found this one at a pharmacy in my neighborhood that had a bunch of like medical supplies. It's just called antiseptic skin cleaner, but they use it in hospitals.
Hmm.
And it has chlorhexidine gluconate in it, which it says like it reduces bacteria. But I was looking online and it said in a lot of cases that it has like effective rates for killing viruses too. So, you know, just like get creative. Stop going to large chain stores because they are.
They're getting picked first, of course.
They're getting, yeah.
It's part of it, but also avoid the larger stuff if you can.
Yeah, I mean, unless, like, if you were in a rural area and the only place that serves your community is a Walmart, I don't mean to sound like a privileged, like, New York person. I'm sorry. But
well, they're, you know, the Trump administration said they're turning all the Walmart parking lots into, like, I don't know, cool, FEMA camps? I don't fucking know.
Holy shit.
I don't know.
Didn't we joke about that at
no,
some
that
point?
Happened with ICE. So that's oh, all, that already
right.
happened with
I
ICE.
I can't even remember, like, yeah. I'm like, did that really happen? Or were we, like, having a doom joke about it?
No, all of the, like, fuck. Stupid, like, Gen X or sci-fi shit we used to, like, read as kids, like all the like Transmetropolitan style or like I don't know like overly hokey like Yes Men style like
yeah.
American flag with all the corporate
yeah yeah yeah
all that shit's just
all the ad
true.
Busters
yeah,
like
yeah.
All the Evian air masks or whatever
yeah.
canned air
all that shit's just real
it's real
all that shit's just like how they're handling this in you know
yeah
instead of having a public infrastructure they're relying on these public private partnerships which is something that of course we admonish every chance we can get on this show because it's bullshit it's putting things that need to be public infrastructure into the hands of private corporations it's like
oh my God! Yeah, did you see? Did you see that Mnuchin speech? Or he gave like a conference about how it was actually like going to be an incredible opportunity for investors to start looking at ways to rebuild our economy as the pandemic clears out the old and you know brings in the new and we can just really get a head start on the new quarter you guys like I'm Steve Mnuchin and we gotta look at our investment opportunities
they're fascists
they're fucking fascists
they're
this
fascists.
Is crazy it's crazy
they this is a grand culling for them and they just see it as an opportunity to make more money not an opportunity to save people's lives through actual universal programs that we desperately need.
And like Naomi Klein's shock doctrine is just growing in importance. What an incredible...
She's great.
Incredible woman.
She's
just
so
like
great.
So on point ages ago.
Yes.
And like, I don't know. I feel so grateful to have her as a part of my track of awareness, like like encountering her in undergrad when everyone was like watching Democracy Now and like, you know, it's like Amy was such a sweetie, you know, she's like, yeah, I'm gonna tell the news, damn it,
she's the best.
Yeah, and like Amy and Naomi just sitting there like, yes, this is real.
Amy had her brother on, who's a Stanford medical expert,
and he was like,
on Friday,
don't worry about it. Forget it. Just buy some noodles.
No, he wasn't. No, he was not. He did not say that. That was not medical advice.
Yeah.
But what I'm personally doing is stocking up on shelf-stable dry goods just in case.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think the supply lines are going to get disrupted immediately. I think we'll have some time before that happens. If that happens, yeah. I don't want to be too doomer.
No. What we're doing right now, everybody, just is to plan for about a month ahead of now.
Yes, yes, yes. A month is a good amount to plan.
We're thinking ahead. Like it's March 14th.
Yeah.
Mid-April if shit doesn't get taken
care
of.
Oh my God, I'm not paying taxes.
Oh, yeah, right?
I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah, come the fuck on.
I mean, honestly, I might not have to pay any. I'll check how much I owe. I might not owe any, but we'll see.
Right. Yeah.
We shall see.
Yeah, but just as we talk about prepper stuff, just like, you know, we're trying to do, like, in the event that it gets really bad, we just want to have a few things around.
Yeah.
And if we don't need them, good.
Good, yeah. If this is all, like, Looney Tunes and everyone's like, oh, you overreacted, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I mean, I'm doing this because I already got... so sick I thought I was gonna die.
You had
this
it,
winter.
I'm sorry, I think you had it.
I wonder if I did. I wonder if I fucking did.
Well, because we don't know, right? I'm not trying to say that glibly. I'm just saying, like,
yeah, no,
we don't
really.
we have no idea how long it's actually been spreading.
Because I've been listening to the people talk about, like, symptoms and stuff, and I was like, yes, I felt like I was asphyxiating.
Like, you called me on the phone, and you were like, yeah, I feel like I can't breathe. I'm like, if you feel like you can't breathe, go to urgent care immediately.
Yeah.
Like,
and then they were saying that, like, because it took me about 3 weeks to actually get back into, like,
and that's what they said.
Health.
They said it lasts, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, actually, I had this, like, really, really horrible cough for, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. And then I had everything else. I lost a bunch of weight. I don't know. I don't want to get sick again. Apparently they say you can be reinfected because your body doesn't actually build up an entire immunity against it. But we're also saying that right now there's like plasma tests being done. So from people who are infected, they're taking blood samples and trying to find
you
how...
might have lost some function if you did have it, because that's what they were... It wasn't from that test they were saying that people are permanently have damage to their lungs and organs.
Maybe. I mean...
I thought that... Sorry, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say that they're using the tests to try to develop a vaccine. Because they're seeing the way that the body is, like, interacting with
right.
the virus, and they're trying to find it now, like...
Right.
I don't know.
Well, for those who haven't heard this little fun fact, the Trump administration is refusing the World Health Organization's tests.
Yeah.
The World Health Organization immediately had 500,000 tests available for the United States that Trump is refusing to take.
Are those the ones that are being donated from China?
Yes. Yes.
That's insane. Yeah, because China had, they were like, yeah, we've got all of these extra tests. They also have a bunch of extra supplies.
Yeah.
And they just finally hit the point where their spread has reduced. And I think they just said they went from like 1,000 infections to 5. Now they're at 5. Guys, because they're so good at taking care
of
things.
Let's talk about how China's taking care of this versus how we're doing nothing.
I love it because like the whole trajectory is just, you know, in the beginning people were going like, "Ha, fucking suckers! Like your communism's going down, buddies. The
idiots.
Virus is gonna get you, America first." And then now they're like, "Oh, maybe next time they're going to get you, you goddamn smarties."
Yeah, I loved how in the Trump press conference, like, when he was pressed by, like, international press, like, he had to admit, like, I guess China did a good job containing the virus.
Yeah.
But he was, like, trying everything to just, like, blame China and be like, it's not here. And he was actively discouraging people from getting testing.
Fucking asshole.
And like
Cuomo's doing the same thing.
Cuomo is Trump. Cuomo is Trump light. Nobody can convince me otherwise. I fucking hate Cuomo. Fuck Cuomo.
Cuomo is straight up saying like, "Oh yeah, you know, we don't have that much of a problem here." Oh my god, and did you see? He was like, "Look, we don't know if we should shut down any schools at all because we're not sure if kids can carry the virus."
Oh, what a fucking idiot. Like, what a Fredo like, fucking idiot.
How can you be so stupid?
He's a little tool for Wall Street. That's all he's ever been. And like, and they're trying not to, they're like putting on a play. They're putting on a play for Wall Street to be like, "Look, everyone's normal. See?
Yeah.
See? See?" And it's bullshit. And like, it's infuriating because like, the liberals gutting the social safety net is making this shit worse because, like, one of the reasons they can't close public schools is that over, like, 1,400K families are homeless.
And getting food,
getting laundry,
yeah,
getting resources. Like, a lot of these homes don't have computers. Like, you know, fuck. Like,
yeah.
We have a population within New York City that lives on, like, $2 a day, you know, or less, and like,
oh, yo,
they're not going to be able to make rent. Like, there needs to be. I mean, so for those who didn't already see, there's a petition going around from all the different like housing advocacy groups are working together in coalition to petition the city government to do an indefinite eviction moratorium and rent freeze.
They got up to, they just announced that they're going to start the moratorium on Monday.
But only for a week.
For a week, yeah.
So they know. That
yeah, exactly.
That clues you in.
They understand they have to start doing this, and it's like, okay, we can guarantee that this is bad. This is bad, guys. This is actually really happening. Like, I mean, don't worry, because that doesn't do anything.
Yeah, right. Like,
but like, follow directions.
Right.
Like your life depends on it, because it does.
And limit outside interactions. Check in with the old people in your life. See how they're doing. See if they need help, because they should not be going outside at all. Like,
yeah.
If you're younger, if you don't have lung issues, if you aren't immunocompromised, see if you can give the old people in your immediate area a hand. You don't want to travel to the old people because you could be carrying and affect them.
Yeah.
But call them and see if you can help them hook up with resources in their area that can help them. That's something that my local tenants union, some of the steering committee met up this morning to discuss like contingency plans, mutual aid, how we're going to handle this stuff. None of the campaigns are canvassing anymore. None of the like advocacy groups are canvassing anymore. But we want to make sure we reach those vulnerable old people. So we were trying to figure out like some sort of like creative solution to reaching them.
Yeah.
And we're not entirely sure, like the leader of our group's going to talk to the leader of other groups and see what everyone's thinking. Cause we don't want to like canvass if nobody else is canvassing right now.
Well, the screwed up thing that's happening, which is like the trend of hospital care, is as everything is, you know, as this spread progresses, doctors have taken up the, so it's just like hard for me to say this. They're just like letting people die.
Right.
Because, they're saying that they're just only willing to treat patients that have the possibility of the longest amount of life to be saved. So as far as what you can do, there doesn't seem to be a lot, because those are the people who, you know, I'm looking to the medical community for my course of action.
Right.
And the best you can do is just tell people to stay inside and take this extremely seriously.
Right.
And don't risk infecting anyone or getting infected. And I mean,
yeah, if you're delivering stuff to people, wear gloves.
Yeah.
Be protected. Don't you, whatever is on your hands and face, don't let it touch their stuff. Like, cause it's a really hard line to tread, right? Cause the old people, they aren't taking this seriously. That's what I've noticed.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, I was talking to my dad about it. He lives in HUD. And he's just in a big old building, you know, and everyone's just doing their thing. And I'm like, hey, you know, what's going on? How you doing? You like getting ready for this or whatever? And he's like, I've seen so many of these things. You know, the media is just trying to make me scared. Yeah, I'm all right. Got everything I need here. And I was like, well, you know, okay. Well, all right then.
China can build a hospital in like a week.
They can build a whole skyscraper in a week. Yeah. They can do anything. They're amazing. And we're not.
They don't understand. I think Americans don't understand like how much more prepared China is for shit like this than we are, which is why they're able to mitigate the death toll so low.
Yeah.
They don't get that aspect to it.
Yeah. And I mean, that's kind of also why I'm looking more to how people are handling it in Italy, because they have a sort of a blasé system.
Right.
As well. Western egotism and you know, aesthetics run a lot of their industry.
Right.
But they do have a lot of, like, you know, their medical community is also incredibly strong and is dealing with this now.
Yeah, they at least have some universal health care.
Yeah. People are getting treated there for free.
Which is more than what we can say.
Free.
Go into debt. Like, don't risk not. If you have symptoms, go. I mean, you can't ignore it. This isn't something that you can just, like, wait out.
Oh, my God, yeah. Everybody, try and open up a small line of credit and just fucking spend it. Spend your rent money.
Go.
Go to the doctor. Just go to the doctor. If you can.
Oh, my God. This is why I went to Japan last year, even though, like, I've always been a very broke person. I'm like, there might come a time where we can't travel anymore, and I don't want to regret not going.
Yeah.
But
I definitely also looked back on my travels. I was like, you know, I went to Europe. It was pretty cool. I lived, like, I did all the things. I'm talking like an old dying person. I'm like, man, when I was young, I had a lot of fun, you know?
I'm honestly not that doomer about it. Like, I think that...
No, we still went out to the studio.
Yeah, we're here in the studio. We're not, like, completely isolating.
We went shopping.
Gotta go shopping today.
We invigorated the economy.
Oh, as my God. We're doing everything that the president wants us to do.
Yeah, like, come on. And I'm gonna... And I made a cool mask hat thing.
I went to work this week.
Oh, my God. Fucking work.
I also... Oh, my God. Yo, yeah, you want to talk about your job.
Please.
Yeah.
I think it ties in a little bit to
it
what's
totally
going
does.
On.
It totally does. I mean, you were even talking about last week when we recorded that you had a coworker who came in sick.
Yes.
That you were sitting in a car with.
Yes. Dude... Oh, shit, I like, honestly, I've been having a really hard time, and there's just between like phone banking for Bernie,
yeah,
and then this was my week, phone banking for Bernie, but before people were voting and listening to them go, I'm voting for Joe, and just me like I like had a mental breakdown
just for that. Yeah.
And then after that, I was like, oh my God, I have to help my dad get to his friend's funeral. And I did that. And I talked to him about the virus then. And I was like, Dad, you know, things might be getting really serious. And he's like, what? Ugh. And I'm like, oh my God. He doesn't get it at all. Yeah. He's like, you know, I got him like a smoothie to drink. And he's like, you want some? And I'm like, no, I don't. What? And he's getting upset at me. Like, he can't understand. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, we're going to a funeral. Do you get it? Death is real. Viruses are real. I just don't want to drink that smoothie. And then, you know, so that was just like another obnoxious, like,
yeah,
miscommunication.
My friends and I are like, oh, should we share a joint? And it's like,
No. Please,
no.
God, no.
Sorry, we can't.
I mean, whatever. Do it if you feel like it. But, like, I might corona date. I'm not sure.
Thinking about.
I was like, I'm going to die anyway. Maybe we'll go on a date. I don't know.
Well, you have to, like, do a full, like, survey with the person being like, have you been sufficiently isolating?
Yeah.
Like...
Well, that's like a main factor. I'm going to go on Tinder. I'm going to be like, yo, what's your strategy for staying germ free? Like, woo me.
Have you been on the subway?
Yeah. And do you have any doctors in the family?
Oh, that's a good one.
But no, truck day this past week was fucking apocalyptic. It was like so we were going over the Williamsburg Bridge, and my co-driver was in the driver's seat.
I didn't realize this happened in New York.
Yeah.
Fuck,
yeah, it was fucking crazy. So we're just going over the bridge and then coming into Manhattan. Then all these cops were just stopped on the Manhattan side of the bridge. And they're all just like swarm around us. And they're like, yeah, we're doing safety checks right now. And we're like, okay, like why? This is not okay. And then they run my co-driver's license, and he had like a parking ticket that I guess like in New York that wasn't paid, which is a $95 fee. And he was like, yeah, I didn't know what was going on. I live in Boston, because he takes the truck down from Boston and I meet him here and then we do the job.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Like, what is going to happen? And they're like, oh, well, we're arresting you. So they took him out of the truck in cuffs.
It's such bullshit. They can't give him a fucking like summons or something like and let him be on his way. It's just disgusting.
That's what I was saying. I was like, and I was talking to the cops.
Yeah.
I was like, look, you know, I didn't think I was going to be able to communicate to them on like a human level,
right?
Of like
monsters.
Hey, you know, yeah. like this is a person, and you really right. don't need to treat people this way. Because obviously they're fascists; it's their fucking job to treat people that way.
Exactly.
But I'm like, okay, well, you know what? I need to tell my supervisor something. You know, it's like trying to talk like I need to speak to your manager, bitch. So I was like. You know, I need some information for my superiors, and, like, if you can't, you know, provide me with some information, you're gonna, like, seriously disrupt our bureaucracy, because, like, we're another branch of the, you know, mechanism that obviously we're all here to support, so, you know, give me the Big Ten Four, good buddy. And they're like, yeah, we don't know what to tell you. We're just going to lose him in jail for the whole fucking day until, you know, you bother us enough. And so, yeah, we did the whole...
I can't believe that. Like, it's just disgusting.
It was completely insane. But my theory is, because I talked to my co-driver, he was saying that there were other people in the
lockdown
in the jail, yeah, in the holding cell. But you get moved around in there a lot too. So there's like a big holding cell, and then you can go into a little room, and you just get shuffled around, and then different people come and tell you like you have to fill out a form, or they have to like take all your biometrics and stuff. It's hell. It's fucking hell. And so what he was saying, very poor ventilation. Very hot and very bright. And there were a lot of other people in there who were also in for just like a random ass thing that's not really a crime, because I think they're trying to either just get as much money as they can.
Front load their quotas or some shit.
They're either trying to front load their quotas, or they're trying to like get a bunch of money right now and like making something. Like, I don't really get why there would be so much more.
So one theory I have about the cops is that they don't want to do their jobs right now because they don't want to get the fucking virus.
Which is completely insane why they would bring anyone into a precinct.
Totally. Totally. So I think maybe one of the reasons they're front-loading their quotas is to try to bank paid time off or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm just spitballing.
I don't know either.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
The other scenarios are, they're gonna lock down some fascist shit with all that money. I don't know.
Like, I was really connecting the thing that was happening in England, like London or whatever, just saying, oh, well, cops are allowed to start apprehending people that might have the virus or something. And it's like, well, how do you know who has the virus? And what the fuck are you talking about?
There's no test.
And where do you bring them? And like,
Well, they need the prisoners to fucking produce the hand sanitizer, as we've seen in New York City. Absolutely fucking appalling, disgusting. These fucking monsters, like fucking Bloomberg, who used prison labor
to phone bank
his fucking campaign, who's now backing the Biden campaign, which you're fucking naive if you don't
think...
You're
hurting my ears.
Sorry.
Sorry.
If you don't think that the Biden campaign is the billionaire's guy. He's the billionaire's guy. They upped his makeup, his lighting. They are pretending that he's on live TV when it's live to tape or not actually live at all. They are pulling smoke and mirror shit with the Bloomberg money.
Yeah.
To make Joe Biden look like he's fucking coherent when motherfucker has not given us a cognition test.
Joe Biden can't even figure out where a camera is when he's talking.
Video is so amazing.
Yeah, it was so like, oh my God, Joe Biden is Mr. Jellybean though. He is Mr. Jellybean.
He looks like him. Yeah, he looks like him.
He's the rapist.
God, he's a fucking sexist at the very least.
Mr. Jellybean is a sex pest.
And Joe Biden is a sex pest.
Absolutely. And they look the same. So what you need to do with a Mr. Jellybean is...
I don't watch enough Rick and Morty to know. I'm sorry.
Well, you know... There's this scene. Mr. Jellybean encounters Morty in a bathroom and tries to solicit the boy.
No, these pedophiles running our country.
Yes.
God damn it.
Mr. Jellybean is also the king of his town, which makes perfect sense.
He's Epstein. They're all Epstein.
Morty kills him.
Okay, yeah. That's the one to think about. Put that in
Morty
your back pocket.
Kills Mr. Jellybean.
Just think about it. Consider.
He doesn't feel good about it, but he does because Mr. Jellybean started it.
God damn it. God fucking damn it. We have to figure out how to convince all the like people who are being duped into liking Joe Biden who are like normal people, right? We have to get them to realize that Biden is Hillary Clinton, that they're the same person.
Dude, the same people like Hillary Clinton, though. So, you know, the people
Some
who,
people like Hillary Clinton, but
the
I think,
people who like Hillary like Biden.
Yes, that's true. But then there's also, like we see in Michigan, right? Normal ass people. Like we see in South Carolina, like we've seen.
Well, they just like Obama.
They like Obama, right.
Because they were
right.
like, this is relatively stable. Right. Like, I have belief because he says hope all the time.
But we have to tell those people, like, no.
Yeah. There's not going to be a Biden phone. There's not going to be a Biden care.
No.
There's going to be a lot of gaffes and him pushing around workers and screaming at them.
They're floating Jamie Dimon for the Treasury Secretary next to Elizabeth Warren.
No.
I don't understand why these motherfucking Democrats don't under like the technocrat ones like right or like the faux progressives like people don't fucking realize you are duped. You are a fucking dupe. So stop doing like fucking.
Well, just take it easy. Just take it easy.
I can't.
I know you can't. I know. You know, just not going to get riled up about this shit too hard.
No, don't.
We're
don't,
peaking.
Don't. I'm peaking the mics. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I hate Bloomberg. Biden's also floating Bloomberg for World Bank.
Yeah, I know. Look, folks, here's the thing.
I hate billionaires. That's my most biggest thing.
We've been talking a little bit about this for a long, 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 long time. Things are not getting better. We're entering into a little place in time that's called a fucked up situation. And the people who are running our government are working in their own interests, and they prove it to us every single day. They prove it in so many ways. You can just tap in at any day, any time. Check it out. There's a new thing exposed every second. And you know what? At a certain point, we have to move from punditry, we have to move from catharsis, and we have to start sublimating this rage into action.
It's true. It's going to be crucial.
And it is crucial. It's crucial to start thinking about ways that we can just start believing that there is an evil in the world. This is evil. The way that our government is running is evil and is fascist, and it has been, and we're seeing it proven to ourselves day in and day out. And if history is any kind of roadmap for us, shit's not just gonna fix itself.
Seriously.
And I don't know what to do. Right now, what we have to do is follow the CDC because they don't stand to profit off of much. You know, they're just fucking trying to save some lives.
Yeah, and they say to self-quarantine. They say to self-quarantine, so.
But as far as this election thing goes, you know, they're talking about canceling the DNC.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Which is going to be really hard because I really wanted to protest Biden there.
I mean, we already bought tickets to go to Chicago and Milwaukee, and we'll have to see what happens with that. But, fuck, guys, like, it's don't just please quarantine, just actually stay home as much as you can, I think is just the way it's going to have to be. Like, as far as, like, I don't know, I had a gig lined up. I had a really exciting gig lined up, got canceled because of coronavirus, you know?
Oh, yeah. Me too. I've got a, you know what? Got to tell you, over this next couple months, I thought I was going to be an emerging artist again. I had a bunch of things lined up, and I was keeping them a secret, and I was just feeling very positive about the possibility of showing and building my community. And I thought that I was going to maybe even make some money and stop driving the truck. But you know what? I got to stop driving the truck anyway.
God damn it. I mean, like you're saying, like, if you're careful on your bike, you can still paint and, like, you can still get on the internet and, like, communicate with your community and show your work as digitally as you can.
I'll still be around. And I'm planning on picking up, you know, like, after this whole thing.
Yeah, and all my friends, like, who work nightlife are, like, really suffering. They're not sure what to do. I'm trying to get people to apply for unemployment. You should apply for unemployment.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
Were you
going to get a job?
I mean, I'm all right with, I have a Joey in my life.
No, but you were saying that you
Oh yeah, I had a really exciting gig. I had a personal assistant gig for a television show that I actually love.
Oh my God. you were going to be on set and then they were like, no more.
It wasn't set. It was like writer's room, but
ooh.
I was very excited about that.
Oh my God.
But maybe it'll get postponed. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm waiting too. It's looking like, hey folks, this is art and labor. So let's segue into how this is affecting the art communities. Because
yeah, we already are. I mean, this is like a lot of our friends, I think, are in this boat, right?
Yeah. I mean, like the thing is, I was talking to some friends who were also in like making movies and they're out in LA and saying like, it's looking like any of like the mid budget to low budget to like independent houses, nobody wants to like be generous and support a vision right now. It's all kind of like the major houses are going to stay afloat and everyone else is just going to have to scrap it out. And the same thing goes for galleries. Like what's happening now, seeing so much closing.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, you know, who knows? Because there's still a market. There's still people who are like, right. Oh, we'll do online sales and we'll do like, you know, we'll do private appointments and people can come and visit, you know, drive your car over, get in your private situation.
Yeah, the store I work for was doing fine, even though like all the schools, like all the private schools have been closed for this week. I worked this week a bit. And it was actually not dead. Like, people aren't doing the quarantine. I think people are out doing their shopping, so they're stopping by doing fun stores as well as grocery stores right now, I guess.
Yeah.
But that's only going to last for so long.
Yeah, totally. I made some rounds yesterday. I'm still, like, going. I'm going to go out tomorrow, too. I'm, like, spending this last few days of, like, okay, I'm getting what I need, hanging out, I'm watching the news.
I'm printing a series of posters for the small businesses in our neighborhood. That's one of the things we talked about at the with my tenants union, is trying to get the word out about this demand for a rent freeze and eviction moratorium, because that's going to be huge. That's like a lot of the reason why people are going to work sick. People have been going to work sick because they are paycheck away from not making rent. And I have to tell people, if you're withholding rent, if you're doing a rent strike, you have to do that as legally responsibly as you can, which is by, you like make like an escrow account and you put the rent money into that, but you don't give it to the landlord. I've never done it myself, so I don't quite know all the details, but I will have those details for you guys. soon, where the tenants union is trying to get all that information out there about people who are afraid to not go to their jobs, but also, you know, can't lose their apartment, you know?
Yeah.
Which there are a lot. But know that they can't evict you this week. But you could still...
Which is such bullshit, because it's like the middle of the month.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, some people pay in the middle of the month, but like, come on.
Well, it's also like some people who have been in a really difficult spot for like the past couple of months, maybe their housing date was this week.
Yeah, oh, totally. And yeah, it still does help people, yeah. But it's just like, what's a week gonna do?
You know, it sucks. It's not enough, and like, so that's why we're trying to push, but you know, we can't like protest, we can't organize like in a group, so we're trying to figure out how to digitally make this petition as big as possible and figure out a way to reach people in power, like, and be like, you know, we are staying safe, but know that this is like our demand, and if like, you know.
Yeah. Solid.
So we're trying to figure that out and like find ways to distribute the information without hand to hand or like face to face even contact, which so we're trying to think of creative ways to do that, whether it's just like putting posters up.
Yeah.
And yeah, not talking, you know, like not like, because you don't want to canvas right now. You don't want to spread.
No,
anything.
No. Like, I was looking also at the census jobs.
I just got the census job.
Yeah. I was like, well, that's pretty good pay, actually.
Yeah.
I was going to maybe sign up too, but I was like, do I have to talk to people?
I think you should sign up anyway just to see, because they might just have you do office work until they figure out some contingency thing.
Yeah.
But I just did that, and I just got the call that I was hired, but now I'm not sure what to do.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's legit. It's good pay. It's part-time. I was like, I have no idea.
I'm also signed up. There's a special election in Queens on the 23rd.
Yeah.
And I'm signed up to work that election.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So, but that's in my neighborhood. So I'm seeing that as like an opportunity to, again, not touch anybody. Not touch anybody.
Except for on the inside. Touch the soul-to-soul contact is safe.
You're supposed to stay like 6 feet apart from people. But try to get information out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
The old people who work these elections, because it's all old people.
I know.
Who should not be going out, but they're so reckless because they're old and weird and stubborn.
Yeah, well, like, live free or die, homies. Live free and die.
They're gonna die. Oh, they have a death wish.
Oh, one other thing. Hashtag boomer remover.
It's not appropriate.
It's so inappropriate.
It's not appropriate.
It's so fucked up.
Come on, little zoomers, come on.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, a lot of them are just mad Zoomers.
Yeah, get it together, though.
They're mad, angry kids.
Yeah, me too. Shit. But, like, channel your rage in a place where, like, you know, channel your rage at the enemy.
Yeah. No, well, people don't get it. I mean, we're trying to say, like, I don't know. There's been some, like, liberal backlash to, like, saying, like, establishment or saying, saying these things. But my personal thought about saying like establishment is that it's another way to just say the ruling class.
Sure.
And so I think like these sort of like terms are useful to pinpointing to people quickly who the actual enemy is, right?
Yeah.
Because people don't get it.
Yeah, it's like look past the fact that your parents won't let you drive the car and see that what is really the issue is the system that only allows you to afford one car. See, man?
Yeah, the fact that you're still living at your parents' house is a indictment of the system, not an indictment of you personally or your parents.
Well,
or
these
anything.
Them Zoomers, you know? Yeah. Whatever. How old are kids now?
I don't know, man.
Kids are all 20.
Joey's little sister is like 20. I think she's a Zoomer.
Yeah. I'm old now.
Yeah. Wow.
It's cool. I'm just saying things now because I'm old. Oh, did you see we were charting?
Oh yeah, we do well. I mean, that's happened before. We do well in the visual arts category.
Yeah,
in particular.
Yeah, I was like, huh?
Because we're way more fun than any of the like big brands.
Yeah,
and we're way more to the left than any of the big brands.
What? Hello, check us out. We're charting. Pretty dope.
Write us a review on iTunes. We rely on Patreon dollars, but if you can't afford us, don't worry about it.
Yeah, just write us a review.
Right. Yeah.
Tell your friends that we're out here giving away flu advice for free.
Yeah, send this to the art people in your life, who want flu advice or coronavirus advice, or I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
We have a Patreon. It's at patreon.com/artandlabor. We have a Discord community with artists from all around the world talking about like how they're dealing with this and what their situations are like. There's mutual aid fundraisers going on for, like I mentioned before, the nightlife people in New York who are being affected by all the venue closures. And
oh yeah, there's a nightlife fund.
Yes.
Going on.
Yes, I posted it on our Twitter already.
Yeah. Oh, good.
It's my friend Sean, who actually performed at the Barney fundraiser that we did.
Word.
Where I joked that we all had coronavirus, but I was also being serious.
I know. Well, that was because me and Jeff told you to say that. We were like, oh my god, okay, should totally say it into the mic as the Joker. Say it, do it, come on, yeah.
Oh. I've been prepared for this. I've been Jokerfied for quite a bit.
Yeah. Thank you.
Spreading the word that let's have fun. Support the digital art stuff happening, the digital like our podcast, like musicians' music's online, and I don't know.
Everybody, keep on doing what you're doing because you've been online this whole time anyway. Yeah, so don't really worry about losing the outside. You didn't like it to begin with.
Download a video game.
Download Borderlands and play it without sound.
All right, bye everyone.
What's up, fun? You have an aeroplane that can fly the world and we can have a fantasy. It doesn't really matter if you drive a limousine. It really doesn't matter if you drive for galaxy. I really don't care if you just drive a truck. I don't care if you just drive a limousine. It doesn't really matter if you drive a Ferrari. I really don't care because I just love your company. Let's have fun. 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 Lots of fun. Let's have fun. Let's have fun. Let's have fun. Lots of fun.